Sweden is often described as one of the world's most progressive and equal societies. In a new film called The Square, things aren't as perfectly Scandinavian as they seem. It's a satire about that country's cultural elite set in an art museum. The film won the top prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival, and it opens in the U.S. this week. Bilal Qureshi has the story.
Filmmaker Ruben Östlund opens The Square with this suggestion. Is there anything more pretentious than the language of the modern art museum?
Exhibition, non-exhibition. An evening conversation that explores the dynamics of the exhibitable.
Elizabeth Moss plays a journalist asking a museum curator the simple question, what exactly does it all mean?
From non-site to site, from non-exhibition to exhibition, what is the topos of exhibition, non-exhibition in the crowded moments of mega-exhibition?
Ruben Östlund says the art speak is real.
It's quite funny with that text because I'm a professor at a film school in Gothenburg where I live. And on the fine arts departments, it's actually a professor that have written that text. So I stole it and I haven't asked him if I could borrow it. But that text is for real.
Even the curator in the film struggles with an explanation.
When if you place an object in a museum, does that make this object a piece of art? For instance, if we took your bag and placed it here, would that make it art?
The Square is a stinging critique of exactly the kind of people who attend the Cannes Film Festival, says Dennis Lim. He's head of programming at the Film Society of Lincoln Center. Lim was at Cannes this year and says The Square is not the kind of movie that usually wins there.
So many films were about something. They were about the state of Europe. They were about the migrant crisis. You know, and I think Östlund happens to make films that are about those things, incidentally about those things, and about those things in very serious ways, but not self-serious ways. You know, and I think that's what makes him, I think, stand apart a bit, this sense of humor and it's this unpredictability.
At 43, Ruben Östlund is part of a new generation of European filmmakers who aren't looking to the past.
I think that most of the best moving images I unfortunately don't see in the cinema. I see it on YouTube.
Östlund got his start making short films about skiing, and he brought that kinetic style to his last movie, Force Majeure. It was an avalanche disaster movie that also examined gender politics and family values. But in exploring those kinds of questions, Östlund also wants to entertain his audience. In the square, Stockholm's Royal Palace is now its wokest and chicest art museum. The king's statue is dismantled from the palace entrance and replaced with a light installation that represents kindness, inclusion, and equality. Östlund says an art museum is a perfect place to poke at those ideals.
Because it's a space where we can discuss what kind of society we want, where we can look at ourselves in contemporary time, what is happening with us now.
Östlund shows a cultured, privileged society, blind to the homeless and the refugees that crowd the sidewalks. His central character, the museum curator, embodies that hypocrisy. He's played by Danish actor Claes Bang.
He's living in sort of, you know, the upper 5% of something. I mean, he can't really see what's going on in the world. It's like he's just like living in the art world, and these values are not something that he actually connects to.
Film scholar Dennis Lim says The Square is a broader commentary on the distance between the ideals people profess and how they actually behave.
I think the film is not ultimately about the art world. I think it's a film that, you know, recognizes that the art world is kind of an ideal setting for what it's trying to explore in terms of, you know, the specific conflicts, the specific themes of like ego and privilege and liberal guilt.
So the museum's sleek galleries become the sets for satire. At one point, a janitor accidentally vacuums up a pile of gravel that's part of a new art installation. A stolen iPhone leads the curator on a late-night GPS chase through Stockholm's housing projects in his new Tesla. Ruben Östlund sees his film as part of a long Swedish tradition of self-criticism.
We have been dealing with these things for a long time in Sweden, you know, like constantly looking at ourselves. Are we equal enough? Can we be better? And then I also went to a film school where you look at movies as an art form when you're trying to say something, you know, point out something that you don't like in society, you know, that you actually want to change something.
But change it in his own way.
I want movies to be wild, you know, when the audience goes to the cinema, then it should be excited. Like, what is this movie doing with me? You know, it's throwing me in that direction or that direction. It shouldn't be that safe to go to the cinema, I think. You know, because it's very often when you go to film, you know, now I know what kind of film this is. Now I can lean back and just watch it. But then it's fun to make a film that is like surprising the audience and throwing the audience in unexpected places.
And so his latest film, The Square, uses the wilds of a modern art museum, already a potentially confusing place, to test the limits of its characters and their values. For NPR News, I'm Bilal Qureshi.